All right, somebody want to read? Levy? Go ahead. Okay, so that is, that's the end of our Mishnah. Right. On all of them. Go ahead. Yeah, so it's difficult. So Rav Huna says that Al Kulon is except for Pasin Yayin. And Yochanan says even Pasin Yayin. Alright, it's a difficult machlokas. I mean, it's difficult to see what the machlokas is. And Rav Huna is hard to understand. I mean, Rav Huna is the hard side to understand. I don't think that's on, by the way. Oh, it has that. I just can't tell. Alright. Battery shaker. So you never know if the battery's dead or. battery shaker. Hold on. Yeah. So what do you guys say?
Why is Rav Huna hard to understand?
Oh, I mean, what do you say? What do you say?
Did Rashi say something?
Yeah, what does Rashi say? Where's your brother? Where's
am I my brother's keeper?
Where's
what he used it?
The brother of the brother-in-law.
Where's Daniel?
Not really.
See,
did you make it home last night?
No one hears from Don.
Man, you need to be taking some responsibility here for your brothers.
You know? Okay. His chair's not here. That's
yeah,
not
that's fine. No, he brought it over to my house for the Super Bowl.
He's probably going to be like, you know, depressed for like a week.
He's still in traffic, Tom.
Alright, so what does Rash say?
She's been up last night, yeah. She's a real common. She go rain brothels hard be lots of the kid is, she'll be Abdullah, will be Berkus Fasana.
Yeah, this is Rashi. So you see the Rashi over there?
Yeah.
So he's not explaining Pas, Rashi, right? He's just explaining Yayin.
Right.
That, that Yayin, why is Yayin different? Because Yayin is Goreim Brochos Harbe La'atzmo. Funny expression. It causes many brochos to itself. Kiddush, Havdalah, and Birkas Hashanah. But Rashi over there explains a little more what he means.
Right.
What's the Gemara over there talking about?
Whether, which food Hamotzi will
right. So it says Hamotzi will not cover the Yayin.
Right.
Even though it's in the Suda. Right? And the Gemara says, because it's Goreim Brocha La'atzmo. Rashi doesn't quote it exactly, right? Rashi says it's Goreim Brochos harbe la'atzma. Right. But the Gemara here just says it's goreim brocha la'atzma. Right. So Rashi explains over here too. Bekama mekomo tuba. Umivorchen olav. Now here's interesting. Biafa pish loha yu tzrichim l'shtiyaso. Huh?
What does that mean?
You got married, right?
Yeah.
Were you thirsty under the chuppah?
No.
Did you have a cup of yayin?
Yeah. Actually, I was pretty thirsty. But alcohol wasn't what I wanted.
Were you in the mood for a yayin? No. So, yeah. So that's what he means. He says, you have to read these two Rashi's together. Here, Rashi leaves out the cases. Right? And then, Beis, Rashi leaves out the cases. And on them, he doesn't complete the picture over there. Right? But he's saying, what does it mean it's Goren Brochas Harbi La'atzmo? It means you make Kiddush, Havdalah, and Birkas Chasonim. All of them you make them al hakos. Not because you want to drink wine at that moment. Not because you want to drink wine at that moment. So what does that mean? It means that's what he means. It's Goreim Brochos La'atzmo. It was a funny expression, go rain, bro.
There is a go rain, yeah, not the other way around.
What does this have to do with it? What does it do with not being able to say shakal on yayin?
I don't know. First, we have to see what it means. Then we'll see what it has to do with it.
When go rain, brochas, is he. The brochas referring to is Abdullah and Kiddush, or is he referring to Keth?
That's a good question.
Bar Pi Agafen.
Good question.
Big Kiddush Ubdahdol.
No, but the Rashi says Gorim Brachos Harbe. That's the only. I mean, the Gemara does it. Like, Brachos Harbe is many brachos.
What's that?
Well,
Gorim Brachos Harbe lots.
Brachos Harbe.
I mean, if it's just Bar Pi Agafen, that's one bracha.
No,
but over here he says Bekama Mekomos Uba. It's a good question. On Membeis he seems to be saying you just say it, there are many times that you have to say it. Bekama Mekomos Uba Mevarchen Olav. Stavri means the Bar Pi Agafen.
Plus, if Harbi meant...
But it's a good question. I mean, you're right.
But that isn't... If Harbi meant that it's Gorim Kiddush Avdalan Birgos Hasan, that's not true. It's not Yain's not Gorim it. They're Gorim
Yain.
They're going
right. So, but what does it mean? What were you saying? So, what does it mean? It's Gorim Latzmo. How is it Gorim the bracha of Bar Pi Agafen Latzmo? Means to say. That's what Rashi over here means. It means that you say the bracha even though you're not interested in drinking the wine. The yayin, there's something about yayin that forces you to be mevarich on it. Right?
Well, it's not really the yayin, it's the situation.
The situation doesn't need the Bar Pi Agafen. You could get up there and you can make the Birkas Arison without the Bar Pi Agafen. You could say Kiddush without saying Bar Pi Agafen. Right? I mean, as we say, you really Yotze Kiddush in Tefillah. Yotze Avdallah, you could say Avdallah in Tefillah. It's just a separate takana that make Avdallah al kos. Right? So making it al hakos forces a bracha. Goyim a bracha l'atzma. Yeah, so what kind of a phenomenon is that? That's how Rashi's learning. That's why you're not Yotze with the Hamotzi. It's interesting, Rashi. Why you're not Yotze with Hamotzi? Because the Gemara here says things that are so chasuda, machmas chasuda, don't need a bracha. Right? But the yayin needs a bracha.
I mean, if you were to make halach, if you were to make hamotzi and then have wine, you would need to make an additional bracha.
Yes, you need to make a bar pi agafen on the yayin.
Can you say one more time how it's goreim its own bracha?
I mean, it seems like the pshat is he's saying that you have to make havdalah, right? So you're not interested in having a cup of wine now, but for some reason, you must have a cup of wine now. When you're making Havdalah. And that causes you to make a Bar Pi Agafen. Now, is there something in the Yayin that's causing it to be used for the Havdalah, let's say? Now, if it's delicious and you want to drink it, don't say the Yayin is making me drink it and it's causing its own brachas. You're thirsty, you want to drink, so you make a bracha. But here, it seems like the Pshat and Rashi is here. There's something about the wine that demands it be used now. But it's not a phenomenon of Shasia that's demanding it be used now. It's something else.
Is that people saying that basically the bracha of Hamotzi is kolo anything that comes machmas hasuda b'sof hasuda.
Right.
But now the fact that you're drinking yayin now and that's coming machmas hasuda b'sof hasuda.
Right.
That's not the bracha of hamotzi has to it only potters those things which like the nature of them is that they come machmas hasuda.
Right.
But that's really inappropriate when you're talking about yayin because a lot of times it comes not machmas.
Right. Right. Okay. That's good. It's good. I mean, it still is difficult. If I am drinking machmas hasuda, what do I keep at the other times? But you're right. But what does it show you about? What is it saying about the yayin though? I'm not as interested in the question of whether the hamotzi is going to be. Going to cover it, but what is it? What is it? So what? So yayin is goreim bracha l'atzmo.
There's some added element in it which would make you not yosef shakol because it's special in some way.
So there's some chashivas. There's some chashivas here, right? There's some chashivas here. I mean, why are you masader al hakos? Why are you misarachos? It's a greater shevach to be misader alakos. So what it means to say that yayin has a certain chashivas. Okay, I mean we don't have to precisely define the chashivas of yayin. But Rashi is showing you that what? That yayin has a certain chashivas. And pas has an obvious chashivas. But Rashi is trying to explain. With pas, Rashi doesn't explain. Because that would seem is obvious. That's the ikker mozon. It's pas. Right? A bench on pas. But where does yayin come in? Where does yayin come in? So Rashi seems to be learning that in terms of mozon, even though we say yayin is soyed, but in terms of mozon, there's only one. That's pas. And yayin has a different chashivas. Yayin has a different chashivas. And that's illustrated by the fact that it's used even when you're not interested in chashivas. There's another chashivas of yayin. I'm not saying what it is. It's just saying there's a chashivas in it that you see by its effect. You want to say something, you want to say a bracha, and it to have you want to say certain brachos that they're mesader alakos, mesader them alakos. So you see, even though you're not interested in drinking, you see what? You see, there's a chashivas of pas. That's a chashivas of suda, and then there's another chashivas, yayin. We don't have to define it exactly what the chashivas is right now. But we seem Rashi is trying to show you. Don't think like pas is food is ochel and yayin is shasia. Rashi is not learning. He's not saying that pas is the greatest of ochel and yayin is the greatest of shasia. That's not what Rashi's saying. He's saying pas, it would seem, is the greatest in terms of mazon, and yayin has a separate chashivas. Yayin has a separate chashivas. It's hard to exactly say what it is. But he's saying if you want something to be marked by a certain quality, it should be recited over yayin. It's true you say you can be yotzi kiddush, but that's because of suda. I mean, it's a different idea. I don't think you can use pas under the chuppah together. I could be wrong. I never heard that. Isn't it because of Suda by Kiddush? But anyway, so that's what Rashi is trying to show you, that Pas and Yayin, in their respective ways, have chashivas. Okay, very good.
What's the problem with that?
But why can't you be Yotze with a shakel still? Rashi's not explaining that.
The chashivas means like it's yotzei from like everything else. It's set aside. It's right, unique from everything else. And you can't make a bracha that's kolel everything that to include this thing which is really like set apart.
It seems like it demands specific reference in a bracha.
It makes sense to do
part,
it.
That would, thing.
So no, the question is like this, though. The question is, you're supposed to make a bar priates on a fruit, right? But you say as long as the bar priat dama includes the Borei Priya 8, you can't say it's a Bracha Levatala. I mean, it's still there. It's true you're supposed to say the best Shevach. But it would seem that I understand the Chatchila. But B'dievet means you didn't make a Bracha at all on this thing. Now, how can you say Yayin and Pas are not Shehakol Niyeh Bidvaro? I mean, it's difficult. It's difficult to say that Yayin and Pas B'dievet are not included in everything. Right? I mean, I hear what you're saying. You're saying you're both saying something good.
But
I'm just trying
they also wouldn't be
to put the argument to you a little bit. Because it is a machlokas too, so don't forget that. Yeah.
They also wouldn't be pas or yayin having not been manipulated by man.
I mean, like, they are
that's
their substances
good point. That's
based on
right.
Fermenting.
Man's that is an interesting point. I mean,
so it isn't shock.
That is an interesting point about. I mean, we said that yayin though. I mean, we didn't really go into the sugya, but there is. It's a good question. Question is, as we said, that you have to say boy pri agafen because that's referring to the grape. The pri agafen is really the grape. It's not the wine. Pri agafen is the fruit of the vine. But hamotzi lechem in aretz is would seem to be the lechem. But it's a good question. That's a separate. Taken from the pasuk, it's true. Taken from the pasuk in Baruch Hashem, lehotzi lechem eretz. But it is true. I mean, what did you say? What you said that what you have to refer to it.
Yeah,
I mean, it is true that the only two brachos, they're the only two birkos hananin that refer to the object in a very specific way. Lechem is more specific, but bori pri agafen is referring to this specific fruit. Referring to a specific tree. Everything else is boi priya eitz or boi priya dama. These two do demand a special reference. That's true. And I understand that. I understand that because they're special. I understand that. But the question is bidiyevit is the question. How could you say bidiyevit? It's not shehakol miyevivro. Hakol is pretty inclusive. Yes, so what did you want to say, Levi?
I know.
You were saying something.
I mean, I don't know if I can answer that question correctly.
Because when you say shahakal, it's all in terms of a chila or something like that. But maybe what you're saying, the bracha here, there's a different, frame. Like, not it's not really a chila. So,
well,
you know.
Motzi is.
Oh, yeah.
Motzi left.
All right, that's fine.
I mean, it's true. Even though Rashi says there's something special about the yayin and you don't want to drink it, you don't bring it to drink necessarily. But these are only brachos when you're gonna. These are birkas hananin. Just showing you that there's something very special about the way we relate to yayin. It's not looked at just as something for sustenance. It's looked at something. It is. Special. It's not like a gold. It's not special in a non-achila way. It's definitely special in an achila context, but not because of its achila value. You know what I'm saying?
Is this the same for bread or
no? No, bread is achila. Bread is muzzum. Bread is the ultimate form of muzzum. And that's why everything is considered tofel to the pas.
But isn't the fact that they were Kovea, like they were Masada these things on the coast, because there is a certain reality that Yain has a certain fleshiness in terms of Achila.
No, it doesn't have an Achila, an Achishivas in terms of Achila.
Right.
Because you're not coming to eat something when you're making Kiddush.
Uh-huh.
It is an Ochel that has a very special, that is very, very unique. But it's not because it sustains, it's not because of its nutritive value that makes it so special.
Right. It seems that they're eat by pos.
But I don't want to go into what its value is. That's not our, it's not for us right now. The fact is, it is unique. Pos is unique in terms of ochel, and yayin is unique in a different sense.
And it seems because each of them have a unique component, a shahakol doesn't reference that component at all.
Right.
It doesn't even mention it, so therefore, even bidiyevit would be.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah. So what's the machlokas? In other words, so what Ben is saying, I think, is right. I think Levi was starting to say that too. In other words, it's true that shahakol includes everything, right? Shahakol does include everything, and yayin and pas are undoubtedly part of everything, right? But the question is part of the shevach. Does part of the shevach of pas and yayin, because of their chashivas, demand that their uniqueness be expressed? In other words, do you say that the shevach is not—it's not a shevach on pasim yayin, unless you make reference to the fact that they are unique. That's part of their very shevach, and to not mention it would be like a tarted, would be a genai. It would be against the. It would be lacking the whole idea of shevach. It would be a contradiction to say that pas is just something. To say that pas is just a something and yayin is just a something is a genai. It's really a denial of the shevach that is proper to it. Now that seems to be the machlokas though. That is part of the chiyuv of the shevach and the birkas hananin to make reference to its uniqueness. Now is that part of the shevach itself that it's unique? And if you don't mention that, then you're lacking in the very chiyuv of shevach. Now is these two had a different part of their shevach is not just that they're created, but that they're created unique. They can't be included in the general shevach. It's a steerer to them to be included in the general shevach.
Doesn't everyone agree on some level that part of their shevach is expressing their uniqueness? Because everyone agrees.
Well, l'chatchila, everybody agrees. Right. You should always be as specific as possible. But that's in terms of reflecting in the bria.
Right.
But is it when you go from Adama to eight? Is that different than when we're going to yayin and pas? So is yayin and pas Adama to eight, so shahakol to Adama? That's being more specific. That's simply being more specific. You never mention the thing itself anyway. It's just the bar pira eitz. Those are always called all other things. Question is, when you're mentioning the bread and the yayin, is that also just being more specific? For some reason, these required greater specificity. But the nature is still the nature of the shevach. Is the same. What do you say? This is a totally different kind of a shevach. This is a separate kind of a shevach. It's a question b'di'evit. It's only a question b'di'evit. Now, is this a question over here? Is in the Birkas Hananin, you always have to be as specific as you can be in the bracha. Right, so we said originally it's not right to say a new bracha on every single thing. We're not misaking a bracha on an apple, on an orange, on everything, right? Because you want to reflect bria too. But Bar Bria Gofen shows another idea in the bria. We had ideas to explain how the bracha on the yayin is really in the same framework as the other brachos. It's a different type of a bria. It's a bria in the bria. It's something latent in the grape. That in the grape was designed that there should be a yayin come from it, and that hamotzi lechem min haaretz really means that in the bria was programmed that lechem should be that lechem is not just an accidental thing either. That's from the pasuk, like in Barkin Avi, you said lahotzi lechem min haaretz. That was part of the whole thing. But that still reflects back on the bria. It's just showing a more specific example of the nature of the bria, and that's warranted because it's unique. But is there a separate chiyuv to mention its uniqueness as an entity?
I don't see what would be lacking if Rashi would just say that the reason why Rav Huna holds you not yotze is because we hold by yayin that it's ishtan liluya, and whatever that idea is, why it has its own bracha, and then part of that idea is that its shevach is reflecting on its uniqueness. You can't just be told with shevach.
No, because just because it's ishtan liluya, that means it's worthy of getting another bracha. Shem and Zayas also could have gotten another bracha. It's possible. Possible also Shem Zayach to get another bracha, but that doesn't mean that it has a unique place that no other food takes.
I mean, that's just saying there's another thing in it.
That's just saying there's another thing in it. But yayin is not just another food. It's like out of the category almost. You know, so you have two things. You have the paradigm ochel, and then you have a food that happens to exist in like a different way. So just to include either one of them in the general statement is denying, it's almost like it's a denial of that special place, that special position, the uniqueness that they have.
But we don't know what the uniqueness is.
For yayin, we all sense it. We can't define it.
I mean, because Ishtani alluded there didn't mean it's, that it's Ishtani to something like more chashiv, not in the way that Rashi means it by brachos.
That just meant that in the Bria, there's another thing in it. Right. So can you reference the yayin? Right, can the yayin, can you say that it's is it zocha to a new, to a more specific bracha because of its because it was changed from the source? You can't just call it pre-eitz anymore, something unique about it, something improved. That's why it had to be two things. It had to be changed and improved. But here, it's saying that the separate question, that if these two things, part of their shevach, that's the question, is part of their shevach, can you say b'di'eved, I can just reference them as ochel, since I'm coming as a birkas hanenin, as long as I include them in the realm of hano, and in terms of the realm of hano, in terms of being a nene, they are included in something that gives hanah. Or do you have to reference the way they exist? And the way they exist in a unique way. They're not just one of. They're like a. Each one is like a class in itself. It's like a member of the class. It's like it's a member. It's the only member of its class. So you can't just be coupled it with other things. It would be like, I mean, as an example, I would say, it would be like if someone would say that the Torah is like another book. It's in the category of books. Sefer Torah is in the category of books. I love books, and this is a great book. You know what I'm saying? It's true, it's in the form of a book, in the form of a sefer, but you can't just include it. There's something about it that is completely unique. Happens to have a form of a sefer, but to say it's my favorite book, right, would be a gnai. That would be a gnai.
But the class of wine also has, like, you know, different types of alcohols.
No, doesn't. I mean, there's only yayin.
Well, you have a bria, and then you have something improved about this bria.
That's true. That idea is not unique. That idea would not necessarily be unique, because you could have said Shem and Zayas is also improved. But that's why Rashi's making reference to the way man relates to it. That we relate to yayin in a very unique way. You want to say, you want to make a toast, you want to have a special chashev bracha, I mean, cheres, certain things, yayin, it's only yayin. Okay, chamar medina, but that's only if there is no yayin in this makom, so man has to find something else. So man apparently always has to find something that they relate to in a unique way. Objectively, it's yayin. If there's no yayin in this makom, then they find something else. Chamar medina. But it's difficult to say milk. You know, it's difficult to say all these other things in chamar medina. But right, were we talking about that the other day?
No, I know it's like an issue like milk or orange juice.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I never understood those positions. I mean, it seems partial from the Gemara that in that location there was no yayin. It's not simply you don't have it in the house. There's no yayin in the whole place. That's the mice over there. He came to the town, right? And he was waiting to make Avdallah, and there was no wine. So he didn't make Avdallah. waited till the next day, right? And then he came back the next year and he said, oh, now I see this place has no yayin. So he was able to use another thing, right?
Did he not eat that whole night?
He didn't eat the whole night. He didn't go out for pizza, nothing. it's mashed from the Gemara over there. I mean, Pashtus is that there's only one thing. There has to be a thing in this town. But that's not the way the world is knowing.
In London, they have the beer all the time.
And coffee.
Yeah.
In London.
Orange juice.
I never understood that. I never understood it.
And it's even if they have one.
I guess I understood it before I learned that. But since then, I never understood
that. If you're not besamim, you don't have to be chazer achar or whatever. But
right.
Everything else, you do. Unless
no, but they hold yayin. They hold. You know, the question is, what qualifies as chamamidina in which in what circumstances? But anyway, the point is, I'm trying to make that there is something that's chashuv. It's a food that's almost like a what do they call it? Sacramental, right?
Yeah.
No, sacramental. I think you call it.
Like Man of Shabbats.
They say, exactly. That's like during the Prohibition. They were allowed to have sacramental.
Right. But that's implying that not all wine is sacramental. They only allowed.
What's sacramental?
Sacramental.
For sacramental. A reason. For a sacred purpose.
Right. Occasion.
Written law.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, conceptually, it would be inappropriate to say Shtami Leluya because that seems to be in the category of food, too.
Right.
Food via bracha. This
right.
is the whole thing, a separate quality outside of.
Right.
Not exactly the middle of
California.
Okay.
Okay, so that seems to be the focus of here. But then the Gemara becomes very difficult. Then the Gemara becomes very difficult. So it's like this. Go ahead. Neima Kitanai. Who is reading? Lady?
Neima Kitanai.
Let's say that this machlokas of Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan is really a machlokas. Go ahead.
So he had pas with him and he just said, how nice is this pas? Baruch Hamakom Shabara. He's Yotze.
He's Yotze. Funny Lushen, right? Funny Lushen. Sounds like he doesn't even. I mean, sounds like what?
Yes.
No, he didn't intend to eat it. He didn't intend to eat it necessarily. Right.
He's non.
It's mashma that even though he didn't intend it as a birkas hananin, he'd be yotze. You know what I'm saying?
He just sees it.
Right.
Like moved by it.
He sees it.
Like an ozumasa bread.
He's moved by it. And then he's allowed to eat it.
Coming now, Pazu, that's not the bracha, right? It's the bracha makom shabara.
It's all the brachas. You need both. You need everything. You need everything. He needs to say that too. Because that's what the Gemara says later.
Specifies the pot.
Right.
Yeah.
And the Gemara later on says that he actually said a little more. Because there's no shame in here. There's no shame. So the Gemara later on says, well, malchus is another question. But the Gemara later on says, really said, Borech Rachmona Mare Dai Pita. Okay, anyway. So don't think you just go out and get away with this. Alright? yeah, and we all need Malchus too. So anyway, so that's Reb Meir. Very good. No?
Rebbe Yossi over. Kol Hamashanami Mabeir Shetabachakam Brachos Lo Yatsi Dechalasa.
So what does that have to do with us? What does that do with us?
Meaning,
who said a shahakol on bread over here? What's going on with it? It's just like, and Rashi is
silent.
And Tosa is very confusing.
Yep.
Okay. So what does Gemara say? Let's say like this. Let's say Rav Huna, who holds what again?
That you're not yotze.
That you're not yotze with shahakol on bread. And this is what's more confusing. This is bread and dates now. I'm talking about bread and figs. Okay. So let's say that Rav Huna says, like Rabbi Yossi, who also says you're not yotze.
Right.
So what does it mean the Gemara is saying? The Gemara is saying that this is like a shahakol, basically. Right? No, it's just, without understanding it, just in terms of the structure, if the Gemara is lining up shitas, it must be the Gemara is equating kama noa pasu baruch hamakom shaboro with a shahakol. Right? And saying that what? That since Reb Meir says, since Reb Yossi says you're not Yotze, so Reb Huna is like Reb Yossi. Right? That's what you have to say. And Reb Yochanan, who says you're Yotze, he holds like Reb Meir. Yeah. Daniel,
you know, anything? In fact, Reb Yossi, is he saying that you can't change any brachos, or is he only talking about the dates and the figs and bread?
Sounds like he's saying all brachos.
It's really
yeah.
not a.
Yeah.
I'm saying you can say that you can line it up as a shahakol, because then
right.
You have the dates.
You have the dates, too. I know, these are all big problems. Figs.
And it's not a shahakol.
These
what's
are all big problems.
The least shahakol bracha you can have.
What? Yeah, what's the problem with the figs?
Because the Rahuna holds that you can make a shahakol.
That's right.
Right.
And
it's
everything else.
Big problem.
But it's common
you
not
it up,
pasu. That's totally not a shahakol. Like the most non-shahakol bracha you can have.
Right.
Specific to this spot.
It's specific.
Yeah, specific.
Right, that's what I say. If you just go struck with the structure, it would seem that that's what you would have to say. And the other way, what's the Gemara is we're dealing with the question of shahakol, and you have a case where he says yotzei and not yotzei, and he's saying it's the same thing as the one who holds yotzei or not yotzei shahakol. But I agree, it's very hard. Now Tosis raises the obvious question. Tosis has Nisan's question. He says, "Vim toma hechi matzi sover of hunak or biyosi." In other words, how could the Gemara even assume for a moment that Rav Huna really holds like Rav Yossi? And again, what does Rav Huna hold? That you're not yotzi with shakol, right? And Rav Yossi says you're not yotzi with this formulation either. So the Gemara says they're the same. He says, "But how could you even say that? Why? Ha Rav Huna mode b'shar dvarim chutz mipas v'yayin shim omer shakol diyotza." Either Rabbi Yossi suffered the lo yotza, the kol amashan on the mat bea, right? That's Nisan's question. Now, how could you even say, for a moment, that Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Yossi? It's obvious that they're different, because if you're going to say they hold like each other, because this formulation is like a shahakol, right? So then it comes out that Rabbi Yossi holds you can't say a shahakol on anything, but Rav Huna holds you can. So you see, it's not because it's like a shahakol. It's just because it's Mishanah Minat Beis, and it has nothing to do with us either. It's just like... yeah. So he gives an answer that leads to more confusion. I mean, he gives an answer that's even more difficult. That's still more difficult. What? You thought it was good. Okay. V'yesh b'forshim d'motzi l'meimar d'afila Rabbi Yossi l'komar lo yotza ela b'baruch ha'mokom. She'ain a bracha klal of a beshahakol moda. But you can't say he's moda to the past, because then he's not like Rav Huna either.
But then he's not holding like Rav Yossi at all, because our case is it is a bracha, so he's not really holding like
yeah.
Rav Yossi the way it's supposed to.
And again, what's up with us? So now you can say that what? That Rav Yossi holds. Really, Rav Yossi would hold the yotzi with a shahakol on the te'ena. So why is he not yotzi here? Because it's not the matbea. So maybe he holds the yotzi with a shahakol on a motzi. How do you know? Right? Maybe he would hold Yossi with a shackle on bread too.
You say it one more time.
That my question or Tosis saying?
Tosis is answering your question on his answer.
I mean, the Tosis gives an answer. You just don't understand what he's talking about. He's saying he gets out of the problem. That we're saying the question is that Rav Yossi is now saying you're not Yossi with a shackle on Te'ena too. So he's saying, no, really, Rabbi Yossi would hold you Yossi with the shahakol on the te'ena. So why is it you're not Yossi here? This is not a shahakol. This is your mishana the matbea.
That means the brand new bracha.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
But then the problem is, how do you know what he would hold by a shahakol by hamotzi? Maybe
is a matbea.
Maybe he would say, just like you're saying.
That's all you know about his shita, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's just very difficult. I mean, the achronim try to work out the tosos. But we need some help over here. Let's take a look at the Ritva. Did you find the Ritva helpful?
No.
You fix the copy machine? Change the cartridge?
I guess.
It's working. Okay.
Verizon?
This is a bracha. That's a normal bracha.
Wow.
Okay, you want to read the river too, maybe? Alright, so first he goes into how we paskin, right? Because we hold like who?
Rabbi Yochanan.
Like Rabbi Yochanan. So we hold Yoshe.
Okay. He says to help the second of the Gabbard of Rabbana, is that like a rule? Are we
passing
like a rule?
Right.
Okay. The Misha Birach all Yayin Bor creates Yata.
Right. So it's Mashma that they're arguing on that too. Right? That it's Mashma that, well, at least it's Mashma that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if Yotze with the Shehakol, he should certainly be Yotze with Bor creates. Even more specific. Good. That's the important thing. Now, he's over there, he's giving you a little bit of an insight into the machlokas. He's saying, what's Rabbi Yochanan's shita here? That we're not makbid on bracha delay.
What's delay?
It's. Right? Shalom. So, what does Rav Huna hold?
Yeah.
We're makbid on bracha delay. So right there, the Ritva defines the machlokas, Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. Are you makbid on bracha delay? Are we makbid on bracha delay? So he's saying, since Rabbi Yochanan holds that why are you yotzei on a shahakol? Because you're not makbid on bracha delay. So what's the difference if it's the barbarates? Yeah. But the problem is, Rav Huna also holds in general you're not makbid on bracha delay. So again, why is it by pas? What's the machlokas by pas and yayin?
Because he doesn't disagree with the ratio of the mishnah.
Right. Yeah. So he explains a little more, right?
Right.
By b'yetz, you b'yotze.
Is that by both or just by Rav Huna?
Just by Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Let me see this one thing. Yeah. 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 Let's do the question about pas first. Now, it's really, he explains, you got to do the other name of Rav Huna helps to explain the. How much did you do in the Ritva?
We did the whole thing.
You did the whole thing?
Yeah.
What's that?
You only did the first paragraph.
You only did the first. Okay, we're not going to do the bracha corner part.
We're not going to do that, right?
Actually,
not the bracha corner part. What?
Because I don't think people know we're supposed to do the.
With the Kaftinon part, you're saying Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Meir are not makbid.
Well, let's forget about Rabbi Meir. That's more complicated. Rabbi Yochanan
is not makbid.
Is not makbid. Okay, that's fine. What you're saying. Since Rabbi Yochanan is not makbid, therefore what? Therefore you should be yotze even with the bari for your eights on yayin. Okay, go ahead. But what is it about the pas? But I'm saying, just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind when we go to the later Ritva, explains more to Machlokas. But keep that in mind that he's saying over here, Rav Yochanan holds, you're not lo makbid no bracha delay. Go ahead. But we're not going to focus on that. Now he's focusing on a separate question.
Right.
What about pas? Could you say what? Bari pri adama on pas. Yes,
what is it? Of all the pas, Eshalom, where the Kemish had cut through Kabbalah Shem Bifne Atma, the Asir of Ashilo, the Miskinus, Kokal Balethan, Monafik, Kishabir, Kol, Kriadama.
It's interesting thing. So they're saying that what? Then maybe you'll. So it would seem the logical extension of what he's saying by the Yayin is that if you'd make a boy Priyadama on the pas, you should be Yotze too. Because you don't need, if he does a shakel, that shows you don't need its bracha. So now you can just have the bracha that's kolel it. Priyadama. But what does he say? He says, no. That's different, just like by Yayin, pre-8s. So you know that's different. Why?
The
Torah is Koveya, a separate shame.
Or its own.
It's just not a pre. Shame.
That, well, that's what he says next, right? Well, first he says the Torah is Koveya, a separate shame. So what is it? Its own shame or a separate shame? What is it?
Shame of Nazma.
Shame, a separate shame. Lechem. Go ahead.
The ode. The Kevan she be birkasa the kavu la rabbanan hatsiuha mikval pri kolomar sheino maskir be birkaso pri shuv eino yotze babalashon pri.
And it's interesting. And he's saying and further in the that's one thing is the Torah calls lacha, but further he's saying that what that in the bracha that they were koveya for it. They said they don't mention there's no mention of a pri. Right. But you don't need bracha delay, right? But still, what does that show you? He's saying
about the category, I'd say.
Yeah, that it's not what? What is it? It's not called the pri at all. It's yotze mechlal pri.
Yeah.
It's yotze mechlal pri, but shahakol would be good. Why? Yeah. So what is his answer? What are his, is it two answers? What is he saying?
Also, just a shot.
Yeah.
Couldn't you add the same issue with Yayin? Because aren't the Pesukim with you with Yayin also? Like the Shem Bifnei Atzma? Like, why is he not bothered by that?
T-Rosh. Why is he not bothered that the Pesuk mentions Yayin too? Well, Yayin
you wouldn't
is
have
the
bracha problem, because the bracha doesn't.
Yes, that's the Pesuk from right. Yayin, it's in the same Pesuk actually, right? Next Pesuk. Yayin is next Pesuk. Which is first? V'lechem, but it's not the same pasuk. V'lechem and the Yayin Yisamach. V'lechem
and the Yayin
isn't the same pasuk.
Isn't
the same pasuk. Yeah. No, right. No, I mean the Yayin and Lechem. Yayin is Yisamach, and Lechem is Soed. Right.
Well, does he mean the?
Is his point by the fact that it has its own shame that Lechem has to mention the Racha? What's the point?
Yeah, is he putting them together? You mean?
Well, if it's saying that its own shame, since it has own shame, has to mention the bracha, then how do you say with shakal? I don't understand what the shame is presenting.
Right.
You mean once we can use a different one, shakal is good.
Is he saying that maybe he's like combining both? He's saying you see that the
is he combining
Torah,
both? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, that
that's hard to say, but yeah. Always tempting.
He's saying the Torah refers to it as lechem, right?
Right.
But he's trying to prove that that's not just like a descriptive thing that the Torah is referring to as lechem. He's saying that's really a separate, it's not just a way of referring to it, but it's really a separate shame because he's saying, you see, in the bracha of Hamotzi, you no longer refer to this thing in terms of like its growth. Like every other product, even Yayin, it's Borei Pri HaGafen. But they single out the entity and they just call it, you know, Hamotzi lechem. It's not referenced in terms of the.
I mean, it sounds like two things because there's Avul Bapas Efshar Lomar Dekevin Shakos of Kavalo Shem Bifnei Atzma Dechsev Asher Lo Miskinas Tocha Balechem Lo Nofik Kishibiracha Le Borei Pri Adama. Right. The ode. It sounds like that should stand on its own.
Right.
Since the Torah is Koveya Shem Bifnei Atzma, this is Lechem. You're not going to be Yotze if you just say Borei Pri Adama. but yayin. You, of course, want to say about yayin too. Has his own shame, so he should be. So why are you yotze if they bore priates?
What's the shame for yayin?
Yayin is samach ovenesh. I mean, it's true, it's in Tehillim, but.
He's saying like this.
Yeah.
That he's saying the fact that the Torah mentions it as a shame lechem, like a shame, uses the shame lechem. It means that the bracha that you're chayav to say on it is on the object. In other words, not on the category. So it has to be a very specific thing. Meaning, it has to be the object. Machayav for the bracha in that case is the object. I think maybe the second part he's saying is that.
Hold on, let's stop on that.
I don't understand.
Let's stop on that for a minute. Go ahead. Yeah.
I don't understand. Nissan
is question boy.
If you're saying that, then how can you be yotzei l'shachol?
How can you be yotzei l'shachol?
Because he's trying to show you that you can't make an adam. But he is saying you can be yotzei.
Right. No. I guess that maybe that is more like the nature of. That's a good question. I think that's more the. Maybe that reflects more of the nature of the shachol bracha than that. I don't know. That's a good question now.
That's a question in general, regardless.
Right. No. That's a good question. You're gonna have to fit it in between, you know, not being yotzei adam and then being yotzei shachol.
Is he just not talking about shackle? Or is he just saying that?
No, he's definitely talking about shackle. Well, you definitely yotze shackle. That's Rabbi Yochanan's position.
Right.
His question is, can you see from the fact that yotze shackle that you'd be yotze any general bracha? Right. And that's what he's saying, basically saying, since you see yotze shackle, so what does that show you? That you don't need the specific bracha, even the general bracha is good. So the less general bracha should certainly be good. If shahakol is good, which is the most general bracha, then the less general bracha should be good. Right? And in fact, he holds that's true by yayin.
Could you say maybe like shahakol, like just possibly like shahakol, like it's a different kind of bracha, because there you're not, the shevach is not on the thing itself. It's on like shakol mihye bidvaro. It's more like a general, you know what I'm saying? It's not
right.
On the
right.
Heftza. It's more like a it's more like a general sheva. Not on the heftza.
Isn't the basic thing he's saying though is that there's a difference between like being more general and just being incorrect. He's saying that for whatever, because of the fact that the Torah was created as a separate shame,
right.
And that it was yotzei mikol pri. So however you explain that means that it's incorrect, and I refer to pas as pre-hadama. But of course, now just because it seems strange that you won't be able to say with the more specific one, but you'll say with the most specific, the most general. But because they're qualitatively different, one is referring to it as a specific thing, and one is just being called everything. That doesn't mean that any way that you reference it is not going to be appropriate.
That seems like the second
answer. The first answer. He's saying you have a shame of them. Like you have. So why can't you just make an hadama?
Right, yeah, I don't know how to work out each.
Yeah, why? Go ahead.
Why can't you make an
adama? I don't know.
Isn't it why you can't make an adama because it doesn't have lechem? It doesn't have the word lechem in it? Because
pre-adama, because lechem is, this object has its own shame. It's not considered just the pre-adama. Right?
He seems to be adding with lechem. He seems to be adding on his original point of the machlokas of lechem bracha delay specifics of lechem, which would, I mean, I don't know how it works out, but that's why you would at the same time for Nitzan's question be yotzei shehakol.
I mean, you can't ask the question from yayin. You can't ask the question from yayin because the bracha doesn't mention yayin, so it's obvious that they didn't hold that yayin is the shame that has to be mentioned.
So you're learning like Levi now. There are two answers
to one. No, but I'm saying that the question from Yayin is obviously it's a good point, but technically it's not a question.
Right.
It's something to think about, but technically it's not a question, because for whatever reason, even though the Torah refers to Yayin, Chazal held that that's not considered kovei Hashem la'atzmo. In other words, you can't say that you're not yotze unless you mention yayin, because the bracha on yayin doesn't mention yayin. Now you might want to know why that is. That's something you can ask. Mm-hmm. How come yayin is mentioned specifically and the bracha doesn't say yayin? That's a good question. But by lechem it does say it, and it is mentioned, and it is a specific thing. Yeah.
Maybe just
going to what Max is saying. When you're trying to, when you're making a bracha and you're trying to specify what you're making a bracha on, you're trying to specify the object. Like when you say borei pri adam, you're trying to specify the pri adam. So
right.
By lechem you can't use pri adam because lechem has some shame. When you're gonna specify the object, you're gonna have to use lechem. That's
right.
What Torah told you to use.
Okay,
but
good.
Shakal is not specifying an object.
Correct, correct.
You're just saying everything. You're not
right.
You're just saying you're giving shabbach on everything. Not
correct.
Trying to specify subject, so not using lechem is not a problem.
It's not a problem, correct.
Just the problem is you're using lechem. When you try to specify the object and you use a different word than lechem, that's all.
But it seems he's mesupik. Now, is that's definitely true. That's definitely the basic format of his answer is, like Levy said, that there's a difference between being general and the wrong specific, right? But he seems to have two possible reasons why it's the wrong specific, right?
You said that there's like a very basic difference between yayin and lechem in terms of being eros.
I'm not really interested in that question right now. Why is it two? How just in terms of the answer, you're saying there's two reasons why pri adama is not a reference to the lechem. Okay, now is that the format of what he's saying, right?
Right. Well, the general thing is that because one is that the Torah doesn't refer to it that way, and the other one is that in terms of its category, it's not intermovable.
Okay, so he's saying the first answer is he's saying that what? That. Yeah, so what's the first answer?
He said the Torah
like,
doesn't.
It can't
call.
Be so, sir, like the way that the Torah refers to the.
Think about it. What's the second answer? The second answer is what?
That Chazal took it out of the category of a prick.
No, they're not connected. They're not necessarily alternative answers. They could both be true. They could both be true. But they are two answers. Let's think if we could define them properly. Okay, but then take a look at the other Ritva, where he goes into Rav Huna and how they line up. How the Gemara knows that Rav Huna is like Rav Yossi and Rav Yochanan is like Rav Meir.